The next guest that we have is obviously helping us understand things of a very, very somber nature. And that, of course, is the cost and the logistics of funerals, particularly during the pandemic. Manesh Govender is the president of the National Funeral Directors Association. And frankly, it remains a privilege that we get to speak to him. As I mentioned earlier, most countries or many countries facing the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in the early months, simply cancelled funerals altogether. You weren't actually given even a mandate of 50 strong people to say goodbye to your loved ones. And so Manesh is going to tell us a little bit about what's been impacting the cost and price of being able to say goodbye to your nearest and dearest.
Breakfast with Rufilo Emoloto on Cape Talk.
Manesh, welcome to Breakfast with Rufilo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and morning, Rufilo, and to your listeners as well.
Of course. So funerals are a very big part of a range of cultures within South Africa. They're quite central to, how we commemorate people's lives. And unfortunately, at this particular point, since lockdown has started, the cost of a basic funeral has gone up 25%. Help us understand what drives that at this particular point.
I think the big word that has come out all continuously throughout South Africa from the beginning of COVID is that PPE. And that was one of the major contributors to the increase in the cost was, we all had to scramble to get PPE in the beginning, and what were PPE's prices when the lockdown just started? So that impacted us big time, and we're using a lot of PPE. We've calculated when working with a human remain. But the disease is like plus minus six interactions of two people that are in PPE.
So tell me, Manesh, this is something that impacts the cost of a funeral, even if it's not the funeral of a person who suffered from COVID-19, because all activities need to be protected.
Yes, and also we're treating everyone as a COVID-19 now.
I see.
Because especially that if we do not know what the person has passed on or not.
Sure, and I suppose that, we have a couple of unexplained deaths and the like. So if everybody is treated as a COVID-19, potentially a COVID-19 patient, please won't you tell us what has changed in the way that you treat the cadaver versus how you would have before if they were not a COVID-19 patient?
So it's like now everyone is put into body liners or body bags, right? So we were using between 2 to 3 body bags.
Okay.
Bags. So there's a cost. Is it our staff that are working with the deceased? Before, we used to just wear a mask and a gloves. Now we're wearing full coveralls or gowns,
Yes.
Every bag is sanitized. Every vehicle gets sanitized before and after a removal and after a funeral. So all of those things are impacting on the cost factor, you understand?
Fair enough. And so at this particular point, what is sort of an entry-level price for a funeral at this point?
Yeah, you're looking between about 9,000 rand, somewhere around there, between 9,000 to 10,000 rand.
Sure. And what does that include?
So that includes the removal of the deceased, all of the administration, the storage, and all our PPE costs, sanitizing. And it depends. We even had, whilst also the cost factors have increased as well as labor now. Because majority, especially now in non-white markets, funerals are normally on the weekend. Now there's funerals taking place every day. So we're bringing more staff members in as well.
How long have you been a part of the Directors Association, Manesh? I mean, does this ring a little bit familiar to the HIV pandemic? I mean, I remember that time it was impossible for people to get a date for a funeral. Funerals are moving to Thursdays because the weekends were packed. Is it looking something like back then?
No, back then it was what's the thing that we still did funerals during the weekends. So people had choice during the weekend to do their funerals during the week. In today's times, is that when you get a booking, it's worse now because the cemeteries only allocate X amount of cemetery grave space per day. And before in the early 90s and up until January, February, we used to just allocate times and go into our services,
This is frightening. I mean, is there any relief that's given to the operators of funerals by the fact that at least we know that they are capped at 50 people, 50 attendees?
So relief is in financial relief we're getting from the government.
And logistic?
Yeah. And logistically, it becomes difficult because families now have to understand so that only 50 family members allowed at the service. So it becomes very difficult for them to understand and to go through those processes. So we went through very difficult times. You know, it's handling all the departments and all the rules that change continuously, and also dealing with the families, because we're the middle person that needs to give the information across to the families. You know, because they don't get all the information offhand or it's published or whatever. Is it when they walk into our offices and then when we have to arrange over the phone with them, then we could explain to them all these processes, and it becomes difficult because they've lost a loved one, and they're grieving. And sometimes it's very difficult for them to understand the processes.
And just going back to what you were saying about financial relief, I mean, it's an interesting point you raise. Your business is currently constrained by restrictions given by government.
Yes, it is. You know, and as I said, we were asked why did the increase go up? Is because we didn't get any subsidization from the government towards assisting us for the PPE.
And that is absolutely imperative in this particular.
Yes, no, we've got to, because we've got to protect ourselves and the families we're working with.
But I don't think there's any business operation that has been given sort of government support on PPE.
You know, I don't know, but the thing is that I think the understanding is why did the prices go up.
Fair enough.
You understand?
Fair enough,
so if you've got some kind of a subsidized, or also you look at what are the prices of PPE when the lockdown started.
Well,
lots of companies had to go out and go purchase all those things and take loans and stuff because we didn't know when the spike was coming, and we could not tell our client or tell the public that we could not serve you because we don't have PPE.
So the 25% increase in the cost of funerals, you know, would you think that increase in the increase in allocation to PPEs is driven by volume, or do you think that maybe there is a bit of price gouging that you've been a victim of?
I think it's more on volume. It's not price gouging. The whole story is that, you know, we paid a lot for PPE in the beginning, you know, and also we had to buy quantities because nobody could give you just X amount. This is the number you had to purchase, and you had to operate. So, you know, lots of companies had to take loans as well, you know, or take money out of somewhere else to purchase all of this PPE.
And if you had to, I mean, this is a difficult business, but it's business. Sorry. A straight question regarding, you know, what percentage of your revenue are you seeing at this particular point, given much smaller funerals, you know, shorter turnaround times that are forced, right? By the fact that I think it's 3 days within which.
It's 7 days now.
Okay.
Within 7 days, it was 3 days. It's not.
When was that changed and why?
Because of issues of families claiming money from the insurance companies, because it takes longer. And as well as the other issues, if somebody passes away over the weekend, to get documentation. Our Department of Home Affairs is not open over the weekend.
Right.
So then it's only for the Monday and Tuesday. So I think that was one of the reasons that it was extended to 7 days. And when it comes to you know, people are cutting down on the services as well. Mm. You know, because lots of people are getting unemployed. So that's the other big issue that we're sitting with, yeah, is that the families are feeling the financial crunch as well.
Sure, of course. There's very little spare capital, much less to bury, especially if someone doesn't have a funeral plan, for example.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Manish, thank you very much for continuing your attempts and your strides to provide people with, you know, a dignified send-off and in a way that really recognizes their contribution to life. It's a difficult job that you have in this particular pandemic. So thanks for that. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Of course, Manish Govender is the president of the National Funeral Directors Association, giving us some perspective on why you're seeing a 25% increase in the cost of funerals. Have you already seen this pay out for yourselves? And are you feeling a bit of relief? So it used to be, according to government regulation, that you needed to have completed the cycle from the passing of a human being to burial. It had to be a maximum of 3 days, which I think South Africans are not familiar with.